Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh!
Oh,
this is huge. Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Maybe we'll get more on that American Airlines situation.
I'd like to.
That is an interesting story. Police are now warning parents about a 48-hour challenge that's been going around on the web and on social media that's encouraging teens to go missing for up to 2 days at a time. And basically, they get awarded points for every social media mention that they get while they're missing.
Whoa. This scares the crap out of me. This is right along the lines of the Tide Pod challenge, right? Tide Pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You eat detergent. I mean, there's been a bunch of crap like this.
Bird Box challenge.
The Bird Box challenge, where the Sandra Bullock movie, and you just go with a blindfold on and you drive a car and you do all sorts of dumb things.
The Gronk challenge.
Planking.
The Gronk challenge was try to hook up with as many co-eds. College co-eds as you can. What was it?
You do that. You do all the challenges at once simultaneously while getting glorified by the media for being fun.
Yeah, trying to blow up your liver.
I thought Gronk was the Tide Pod challenge.
Didn't he do the Tide Pod challenge during the parade?
Yeah.
Now, it says that police are saying that they are willing to make the children face charges if they're caught participating in the challenge. So what does that mean? Does that mean the person missing, or does that mean anyone who's commenting on it?
No. I think the person missing, because the problem, it's like a fake 911 call. Like, if you devote all these resources to this kid that's doing a bit, then the kid needs to pay the penalty.
Yeah. If you're gonna stir up the police department and now they can't actually go look for actual missing people because of your prank, then you should pay for that.
Right.
Now, overseas in Britain, this happened in 2015. Where there was a Facebook game that was going around where children were daring each other to vanish for 72 hours at a time. So this is just basically a spinoff of that.
Now, I vaguely remember that.
They realized that the rules were a little too tough. 72 is hard to go missing that long without being presumed dead. If we cut it back to 48, that's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like keeping the clock running in football.
But the only way you could do that as a teenager is if you had other teenagers in on it with you, right? You'd be hiding at someone's house.
You don't
have the money to go get a hotel room or anything.
Or it's like have parents that just don't care about you.
Well, yeah, and isn't that a lot, though?
That's the whole point, that
that's
your parents
lot, right?
are going nuts, calling everyone, trying to find you. And
right. Like, I just don't see a way that you could pull this off unless you're like, because there are parents that kind of, because of circumstances, have to let their kids go do their own thing.
But that wouldn't apply to this because they wouldn't care or notice they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be an unsuccessful. I think the point is, it is concerned parents freaking out, going all over the place, trying to find you, and everyone thinks you're missing.
This is very loose here, but what percentage of parents are strict with their, we'll say, 13 to 18-year-olds? 12 to 18-year-olds. What percentage are strict?
We're considered strict by my daughter's friends.
What do you mean strict? Like, how do you define that?
Always know where you're at. There would not be, if you were late for curfew, that would be a problem. You'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
There would be none of this, oh, well, you didn't come home last night. Like, parents waiting up on you until you got home.
See, I don't think of that as being strict. I just think of that as being a parent. Like, none of that is strict to me.
Yeah, and I worded it strict because I don't know the word for unstrict.
Or loose.
Not strict.
Mm-hmm.
Loose.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, and I'm not even going to say it's, I don't think it's bad, but there's a lot of parenting philosophy that it's like, let these kids start making more mature decisions at an earlier age. I just know that for a lot of my daughter's friends, and I know a lot of their parents, and I think they're good parents and all those sorts of things, they have way more liberties than my daughter has. And so when those people come over to our house, like, electronics come down and my wife is more on top of this than me, but certain times of night. So our daughter's like, well, no one wants to spend the night at our house. And I'm like, good. I don't want those kids over. They can go home when it's time to go home. But it's like, the reason that the kids don't want to be over here is because at their house, they have wider parameters. And so one of the things
you're saying that your daughter's friends' parents aren't that good.
I think a lot of them are great. I just, you know, I don't want my daughter on Snapchat. That's a big thing. She's got friends that I adore, and I'm friends with their parents that have been on Snapchat since they were fifth graders.
I'm fart man.
Why don't you
Snapchat?
Pull their parents aside and tell them how to parent?
Yeah.
Their kids are great, I think. So whatever they're doing is working. I just don't want that for my daughter.
I respect the hell out of that. I haven't honestly seen irresponsible parents yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't had to deal with that.
Junior high.
Yeah.
When my daughter went to seventh grade, there were suddenly people in the social scene that just their parents weren't around.
Do you know whose house you could go to?
Yeah.
I remember it being a kiddo.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it. And my 13-year-old is, I mean, he's honor society.
Max,
he's
really
not
good kid.
Yeah, he's not, I'm not dealing with any issues there.
You can see it when the kids walk in and their eyes are wide open. Like, oh my gosh, what do you have going on here? And the mom's here and we can get a ride somewhere.
Oh,
and
wow, really?
You have an upstairs and it's just like, really? It's just completely different. And they're on their own, man. They're on their own. And you know, I don't know when it changes. I know it's going to change at some point, but our daughter is really good about telling us stuff. I'm like, God, I can't believe you're sharing this with me, but thank the Lord, because I know when I was that age, I wasn't that open with my parents about stuff.
Well, I know this, the challenge thing you're talking about. I mean, our community would freak out if anybody was missing.
Right.
Hell, that same night they would freak out. But I did hear of kids at the middle school doing something like the Smarties, snorting Smarties.
Yeah.
Which I had to go research it and
classic.
Make sure that my boys understood exactly what goes into that. I mean, that's really dangerous.
Hey, like you I'm could doing get, cocaine.
Like
it's
you
the
go,
joke.
Like it's just candy. Well, you don't want that in your lungs. It's not made to be consumed by your lungs. So that's kind of a bad thing to do.
In general, you probably shouldn't snort stuff.
Yeah.
Except like,
I
for
think
the
that's
good stuff.
Like a weird, like, yeah. Unless you got a good deal.
Just say no to snorting.
Right.
You got a good deal and you can't refuse.
Right.
I remember the Smarties challenge vividly. I had a situation growing up where my parents were pretty much strict, but once you get to 16, things did loosen up a little bit. Like, okay, you're driving now. And maybe it's a little different in small towns because there are whisperers at all times, which there was no social media back then, but there were at all times. Hey, I saw him here. And then you're like, you couldn't get away with anything. You were always getting caught because if anyone saw you, it would just get around.
Mm-hmm.
So any, you know, shenanigans that you tried to pull off.
It takes a village, Kevin.
Wasn't even worth it. But in the city, I could see where the kids could maybe sneak off. Boom, the kid's missing. And the kid's got an elaborate ploy. Maybe a little help from friends. Or maybe those bird scooters.
It's interesting.
And he gets
like,
back home right at the 49-hour mark, and he gets his social media points, and it's a win-win for everybody, right? The kid's not missing. He's safe, and he gets his points.
I think back to the kids, you know, now that you say that, Skin, to when we were growing up, like the kids who had divorced parents or both parents are working, and they got to do whatever they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one there in those kids, and that's usually where we would go to push the envelope, or that's where the stuff happened. Because there was nobody there. It was a little lawlessness.
Have you guys? I think you guys would love it. It's a little small flick, but it's Jonah Hill made mid '90s. It's a really good movie. I'm sure it's on whatever.
I'm waiting on it to get to the places where it's free.
But it's basically easy. It's just about kids that don't have supervision. And like what they get into. And there's been other movies about this sort of thing before, and some are more extreme than others.
They wear glasses?
People made a really big deal about the movie Kids in the 90s. It had Chloe Savini in it, and it's about kids running amok in New York City.
Or it's a dog town.
And then, it's that whole thing, but it's like, you know, both parents have to work, and you have to trust that your kid's going to be responsible. So it's like those parents have to do so much more parenting leading up to that, and then hope that the kid makes the right decisions, because you know it's a little bit easier. My wife doesn't work, so she can be there all the time,
right?
But that's, you got to do so much more parenting leading up to it if you have to work full time and your other spouse has to work full time and the kids are going to be on their own for 3 or 4 hours every afternoon. Dude, there's a lot of ways to get into trouble.
Okay, situation room story number two is a choose your own adventure, guys. Do you want to talk about local body found in White Rock Lake, or do you want to talk about what's the deal with the flight attendants?
Oh, Well, the flight attendants carry because it's brand new. But I love a good mystery.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of sad, right?
The body is. The flight attendants thing is awesome.
Then let's do that.
Okay. More updates on the body on your local news. I recommend NBC5.
Mm-hmm.
Old Tim's Yes School.
So here's the deal, man. So American Airlines social media posted a video of a skit that was done at a customer-organized event, which sounds weird.
Customer-organized event.
So they have this high-ranking customer sitting up on stage, and he's playing the role of guy sitting in executive. You know, I'm sitting executive on the flight. And four broads are...
What?
Four what? Flight... Four,
what year
four
did the
women,
story come out?
Four women, well, that's... You know, the basic details of the story do kind of make you wonder what year this came out.
Oh, great.
Four flight attendants are kind of up there, and they're dancing around, and they're singing one of those old songs that you'd sing to a guy. You know, it had to be you, you know. And they're kind of sitting on his...
What?
They're sitting on his lap and all that stuff. Well, they posted that video to social media.
Is he Santa?
And when that happened, you have pissed off the Association of Professional Flight Attendants because they are now calling for an investigation into this video and why it went viral and why is American Airlines tweeting out videos of four flight attendants just kind of sitting in the lap of this big old guy, this big old rich guy who was sitting in Executive Platinum.
So he gets to go to the Admiral's Club whenever he wants. He's one of those customers.
That's what it sounds like.
And wait, hold on. You said it was a customer created event?
A customer organized concert at a private residence.
So what does it even have to do with American Airlines?
That sounds like sex party.
They tweeted it.
I flew American Airlines once.
They tweeted it.
Okay, so
American Airlines tweeted it?
They posted on Facebook.
Hey, want to go to this rich guy's house and party?
Yeah. Okay, so does somebody just did it on their own, and then they found out about it, and they're like, hey, check this out.
It's probably like, you know, like I have on my phone, I think you probably do too, the 105.3 The Fan account. I have that on my phone. So I can tweet anything from The Fan anytime
That's
I want.
That's so cocky.
Wow. You can do that right
it's
now.
It's kind of dangerous.
D-pick.
For a guy like me who's normally on edge, to just let me have that access. You really put some wild stuff out there. Kidding, obviously. Now, American Airlines said in a statement, what was portrayed in the skit was not sanctioned by the airline, is not representative of the 27,000 professional flight attendants who take great care of millions of customers each year. Right, I get it. It is a weird video, man. If you watch it, dude, they're all just kind of circling this guy. And he's kind of got a Weinstein vibe. He's kind of a rich old guy.
Oh, no.
And these old girls, they're dressed up like flight attendants, so they're looking pretty good, you know what I'm saying?
I thought you called them brats.
I don't understand. Are these actual flight attendants, or they're pretending to be flight attendants?
I don't know.
This is the weirdest story in a long time.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is knowing. But that happened.
Yeah, that
it's
is
just
the hard
a skit.
Part.
It's a skit that happened, and it portrayed flight attendants promoting sex appeal.
Don't you guys have in your minds in the 70s, the whole flight industry was just one big sex party?
You know, honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Bill?
Well, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It used to be. I think American Airlines and these flight attendants are freaking out because of the climate. And honestly, they should just let it go. They're making a bigger deal about something we would have not known that much about.
But it just depends on who made it and who created it. And it's like if it's just something some people did at their house, it looks like a performance theater. It looks like it's one of those impromptu theater comedy groups.
Little group improv?
Because it looks like there's an audience full of people and there's a lit stage and it looks as if they're performing.
Okay.
And if none of them are official American Airlines employees.
Yeah.
Basically just some bad social media manager tweeted out the wrong thing.
I think so.
And now American Airlines is like, we don't encourage these weird parties.
It's like, hey, they tweeted this out or put this Facebook thing out because they're just trying to generate content. This has to do with the flight industry, and now they're having to backtrack and go, well, wait a second. We don't believe in any of the kind of stereotypes that this is portraying.
So right. What happened, though, is there is in the background, there is the American Airlines logo on a screen, okay? and then the person who initially tweeted this out says, the people in this skit were on the payroll of American Airlines. They have an out-of-work group called Salute where they perform at shows. The
skit, perform.
The skit was not sanctioned by American Airlines and no one viewed it prior to the show. But he says they were definitely on the payroll of American Airlines.
So a little side gig.
So they're got a little, they're doing a little improv group on the side. Hey, I'm never going to think about my flight attendants the same.
You know, you were bringing up in the 70s, right? Is that what you're talking about?
When all the pilots were drunk.
God, you just think back to, you know, when you, even if you go back as far as like Mad Men, which is what, the 50s, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Just over time, how things have changed. Like just the, like you go back and you watch movies and things don't stand up at all. And it's amazing at what used to be accepted.
Right.
I think there was a lot of butt padding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, you go get him out there. You know, right. It's like, there's, and that was
there's
just.
A, there's like multiple people on an airplane smoking cigarettes, slapping the ass of the flight attendant as she goes and takes another bourbon to the pilot.
In fall, this is how quick this happened. In fall of 2017, Fox had a show. Actually, I'm sorry, it debuted in January of 2018. Fox had a show starring Dylan McDermott called L.A. to Vegas, and it got canceled after one season, obviously. But it was portraying that whole vibe of the crazy pilot and the kind of the flight attendants who were down for a little fun, you know?
Yeah, that was a thing. It was a big, it was a giant issue of Playboy magazine in the sky.
Man. We all know the number one rule of Flight Club.
What is it?
You don't talk about it, and you always say yes to the peanuts.
What?
When they come and offer you peanuts, you say yes.
Mm. You're saying peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like Charlie Brown?
Hey, Kevin, where are you going to take us with All-Star Weekend audio next?
I've got all the All-Star Weekend audio next.
Oh, man, we made the most of that tease. That's coming up next on The Fan. Before we get to that.
Better than a good creative tease.
Three of us are.
You know what's coming?
Really, all four of us are radio pros. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.